Thank you all for being here. I'm going to read a statement. On Sunday morning, our community was shaken to the core by violence. One man was fatally injured. And 17 more sustained injuries from gunshots. Words cannot express our deep grief and sympathy for the families of those involved and for our entire citizens. We are taking swift action to prevent further incidents, provide relief to the victims, to their families, and to encourage mental health resources for our community at large. As this investigation is ongoing, we will keep the public updated as we are able. At this time, we do not believe this was an act of a single gunman with the intent to target a specific group of people. We also want to clarify that this was not a Muncie homecoming event. That was taking place more than 2 miles away. This happened in our industry neighborhood. We do not know what led to the decision of this violence. But we know that these terrible tragedies are more likely to happen late at night when judgment is impaired. I am proud of the way that our first responders acted and all the departments that assisted in that. But we need to take action as a city to prevent uncoordinated mass gatherings after midnight, where an act of violence can sometimes occur. Organizers need to provide security for large gatherings. Large crowds cannot block streets late at night, and unplanned gatherings cannot grow out of control. I'm setting up a multi-agency task force to address these problems and hopefully preventing future tragedies. I would like to thank the many departments that helped us along the way. I'm not going to read them all now, but there were many local and state agencies that helped and others that offered to help. And we are very grateful for your commitment to protecting our community. We've also been coordinating with our faith leaders and community agencies to set up a relief fund that will go to the victims and their families. Information on how to securely donate to this fund will be available shortly. In addition, Elder John Lee and I have had conversations, and he has graciously offered to host a prayer vigil tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. at his church, Berea Church, which is at the corner of Wheeling and Neely. We know that mental health is a priority as our community processes this grief and the trauma of this terrible event. We are coordinating with our mental health providers and continuing to do so, and other community agencies, to publish resources that will be made available to the public, to our first responders, and to others and families. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to our police chief, Chief Nathan Sloan, to go into some other details. Chief Sloan.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for being here. As the mayor was stating, that was a tragic event. So on Saturday night, moving into Sunday morning, there were hundreds and hundreds of people gathered in the 900 block of East Willard at a party. We tried to contact the property owner to get the party shut down, but before we could get that accomplished, at 1:14 a.m., gunfire erupted at the party. 18 people were shot. One of them was run over by a car. Our people were applying tourniquets, administering first aid, providing CPR, and they were rushing people to the hospital in our police cars because we didn't have time to wait. We put out an all call to agencies in the area, to assist us and to come to the scene and to the hospital where other tragedies were happening. I'd like to thank specifically the Delaware County Sheriff's Office, the State Police, Ball State Police, Eaton Police, Albany, Hartford City, and Daleville Police Departments, and EMA. We finally got the crowd dispersed at both the hospital and at the scene, which was a task in itself. We are requesting help from anyone at the location during the incident who may have seen what happened, or those that might be in possession of videos or pictures to help us and assist in the investigation. And those with information should call the Muncie Criminal Investigation Division at 765-747-4867. I know Deputy Chief Criswell has also got some information that she can provide about things that went on at the hospital as well. Deputy Chief.
Good morning, my name is Melissa Criswell, Deputy Chief, Muncie Police Department. I responded to the hospital to check on the status of the victims that had been transported. When I arrived, there was a large crowd that had gathered outside the hospital. It was a large number of people from the party had come to the hospital location to check on the injured, and a large number of family members began arriving, a large group in the emergency room. All available detectives were called in, and like Chief Sloan said, we really want to thank all the other agencies that helped. We needed every available unit from our department, from all the surrounding agencies, to come assist us in getting the chaos that was going on at the scene and the hospital organized. Going through with our records and the hospital records, what we discovered, 18 victims, all appear to be gun-related injuries. We have one other victim that appears to be from vehicular contact. That's still under investigation. All the detectives right now are out doing follow-ups, doing more interviews with victims, anyone with information, any video that anyone might have from social media, from Ring doorbell cameras, any businesses. We ask you please contact us for that. We do need the assistance from the community on this case. It's a large-scale investigation, large number of victims. Last check this morning, what I've been updated is that we still have 5 admitted to our local hospital. There were 4 that had been transported to Indy locations. One of those has been released, 2 stable, 1 still critical from the information that I have from this morning. Still trying to confirm ages for everyone. The last I knew, I believe I have 2 that were under the age of 18 that were part of the injured. Like I said, this is an ongoing investigation. All my detectives are out working hard. We do appreciate any help that we can get from the community. It's very much needed in this case right now. Thank you.
Chief, do you want to?
I've got you. So we just responded.
Okay.
Assisted. Okay. Questions for the chief. Your homicide victim, is he a bystander or a participant in the event, in the shooting?
Part of that I can't answer right now, but he was definitely an attendee of the party.
And Chief Sloan, do you have any information as to who this gunman, the suspect, may be?
Yeah, that's not something we can release at this time. It's sensitive to the investigation right now, and we're not at a point for releasing that kind of thing.
Chief, have you recovered any weapons that you believe might have been involved in the shooting? And if so, do they have a machine gun conversion device attached to it?
Again, sorry, that's not something I can answer at this time.
Chief Sloan, just to reiterate, 18 total victims, including one person that's been deceased,
hold on, one at a time. I'm sorry, what?
18 total victims, including the one person that's been deceased.
That's correct.
And then you believe there was more than one person involved in this?
Again, that's specific information to the investigation at this point. But yes, we don't believe it was one person targeting this group.
Do we think it was a shootout, multiple people shooting, or what's
where did that stand? I can't give a lot of details about the investigation. I'm sorry.
How much cooperation are you getting from the public right now?
There is some information flowing, but I'll be totally honest. There were people at the scene that didn't want to tell us what had happened. So that's part of the investigative process, and unfortunately that's where we are today. But yeah, we need every bit of information, regardless of how small it may seem. It may mean nothing to the person who's holding the information. It might mean everything to us. So if you do have information out there, please get it to us.
So to be clear, there's no one in
Let's go, David.
I'm sorry, David.
Was there an exchange of gunfire? Was it, obviously with more than one person shooting, correct?
I don't think I can say anything else about that right now.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Is anyone under arrest or in custody?
We do not have anybody in custody at this point.
In terms of the party itself, was it at a short-term rental property or?
No. So are you asking me if the place was rented?
Yeah, so whether it be Airbnb, VRBO.
No, the owner was actually at the scene.
And Chief, you mentioned you all tried to reach out to the property owner to get the party shut down.
Right.
What were those conversations like? When were you first alerted that there right. was this, you know, lots of people here, and what procedure did you all take?
Right, and understand, there were a lot of things going on this weekend, a lot of festivities going on. As the mayor stated, it didn't have anything to do necessarily with the homecoming event that was planned. So we made a phone call to the owner and asked him to get things shut down. The streets were packed. We were trying to get police cars down through there. People wouldn't move, things like that. So, yeah, we tried to do the best we could with the situation, but before we could make contact and get something meaningful done, that's embarrassing. I thought I had that shut off. Before we could get that shut down, the gunfire erupted.
Did city leaders know that there was a party going on at that time beforehand?
Did city leaders know? We knew that there was a gathering at that location, but then it swelled, you know.
Is there gatherings like that allowed in the city?
There are gatherings like, sure, yeah, you can have gatherings like that under the right circumstances, yes, of course.
Can you guys confirm the name of the person killed?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so the victim was a Joseph Bonner.
Are your victims Muncie address residents, or do you believe some of your victims were from out of town back visiting for the weekend?
Deputy Chief Criswell runs the Criminal Investigation Division. You probably need better to answer that.
As far as if they were here visiting for the specific homecoming event, I can't say for sure on that, but we do have some victims that had an out-of-town address. Other counties in Indiana, and then a couple from out of state.
And Deputy Criswell,
yes.
Or Chief, we understand you said you're not ready to release suspects, you can't share any more information, but the people out in the public are wondering, is there an ongoing threat? Because right now we don't have suspect or suspects in custody or anyone that you all have your eye on potentially.
We definitely have leads that we're following up on, and that's why we're wanting to kind of keep that information for ourselves. No threat or risk that I need to notify the public of at this time. It's just doing some follow-ups and keeping that information so our detectives can do what they need to do, track down some individuals they need to speak to.
So you guys were made aware of this large hundreds of people gathering party. You're trying to get the owner to shut it down. Were you guys on scene when the shots started being fired?
No. We were on scene as quickly as we could be. Obviously, with the crowd and the number of people that were there, we just couldn't get vehicles through at that time. But you know, once the shots started firing, people spread pretty quick, and then we could get cars in.
How many people do you think were at this party?
I've heard various estimates from, you know, 500 to, you know, almost 1,000 people.
Was this event, did they seek some sort of approval ahead of time? Did they go to the Board of Works and get a permit?
Yeah, they did. They got a noise exemption, which was supposed to be for a short amount of time, from 6 to midnight, I believe. And then, is that correct? And then it was supposed to be for only 75 people. So, you know, at least according to the paperwork, that's all they were expecting.
Just for clarification, is it fair to say you guys are investigating any of the people who were hurt as being possible shooters or
that's,
their involvement?
Yeah, that's not something I can specifically answer, but I will tell you that that's always part of an investigation, of course.
Chief, is this gang-related?
Don't think we've got any information to support that at this point.
Chief, in terms of the timeline, when was the phone call made to the owner of the property to shut down the party, and then when did shots fire?
Yeah, I don't have that information in front of me. I know it was pretty quick, pretty close in proximity to the time when the shots were fired.
Are you guys looking into that homeowner getting in trouble at all? Charges, possibly?
We're looking at all aspects of that, yeah.
Is Give me the name of the homeowner.
Well, it wasn't a home, first of all. It was a business location.
Commercial location.
What business?
It's privately owned, but they do lease it out on occasion for events, baby showers, things like that, birthday parties. But this was not, this was the owner of the business who was hosting this.
So it's sort of an event venue?
Yes, a little, yeah.
Chief, I want to make sure I understood the mayor's comment. Not a single gunman targeting this group. So does that tell me that there were multiple gunmen, but they were targeting an individual as opposed to the group?
No, I don't believe that's what he said. What we're trying to convey is that it was not a single gunman that was targeting a particular group of people.
So a single gunman perhaps targeting a person?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying that there was not a single gunman who was targeting, your typical active shooter type situation. That's
right.
What I'm trying to say.
So are you saying this could have been a targeted shooting, for example, that got out of control?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that is not what the situation was. It was not somebody who was targeting this group that we know of.
Right, not a group, but the person who died. Are you saying that was a targeted shooting? The person who died? Who was
no, I'm not saying that. And I can't comment on it any further.
Do we know if there was a fight or something before?
It's not something I can comment on.
And I know, Chief, you guys don't make charging decisions, but should the owner be held responsible and accountable for what happened?
In my opinion, I think there is a responsibility in that aspect. But that's, again, like you said, that's not up to me.
We're also hearing some people came and told us yesterday that they live nearby, their homes were shot up, they have young children in those homes. Is that something that you guys were dealing with also?
Absolutely, the community's concerned, for sure. We don't want bullets just sprayed all over the place and, people who are potentially uninvolved or even involved, we don't want anybody having to deal with that or getting shot or injured.
Another question about when you guys got to the hospital, we were hearing there was another, you mentioned chaos at the hospital. We're hearing there was another fight. Were people fighting in the hospital?
There were definitely some arguments that developed out in the parking lot between some individuals that we had to separate. Some tempers were flaring. And then we ended up requesting everyone move back further away from the doors of the hospital and kind of cleared out the area just to make sure we had a path for anyone who did come in that still needed assistance. But yeah, there were some problems out in the parking lot.
And back to the hospital, you said at least two minors. Do we have kind of an age range? Were these mostly very young people, young adults? Do we have an age range of the people that were shot or hurt?
I don't have the age of every single one. I know one probably as young as maybe 15, 16. I'd have to confirm that for you. And then a 17-year-old. And the victim was 30. The deceased victim was 30. But the others, I will have to check on all those for you.
For a small community, how troubling is this? What is your message?
I think for all of us, this is something. I've been in law enforcement for 21 years. I've never had to deal with something of this large of a scale. The impact that it has on the community, all of their loved ones, and also our first responders.
At the event, and was there any security, since it's an event venue, were there security guards there?
So I did talk to the event owner, the business owner, and he said that he had security there. We've got no way to verify that, but in reference to how serious this was, we've got 8-10 agencies that were responding to this. Agencies, not just representative from each department. These agencies were responding. We had a couple SWAT teams on the scene. We had everybody we could muster at this point to come in and help us get this quelled.
Deputy Chief Criswell, have you had any luck either on social media or folks reaching out to you? You were asking for tips. Of course, I assume you're also combing social media to see if anybody posted anything or comments after the effect?
Oh, definitely. Social media is obviously a source that we use all the time. So any piece of information, where that's coming from, social media, another agency, any individual contacting Crime Stoppers if they want to be anonymous, calls to dispatch, emails to the chief's office, any information coming in any way.
How many weapons do you think were used? Because I'm assuming you've got different caliber bullets out there.
Right now, I cannot state on that. Our evidence guys collected a lot of evidence at the scene, and they'll still be going through all of that. So.
Can you go through the victim's conditions again at this point, or what your understanding is of them? Because I think you went through those numbers earlier. Can you do that one more time? And if you, do we think everybody in the hospital at this point will survive?
So this morning, the last update I had, of the ones admitted locally, 5 were still admitted. There were 4 initially transported to Indianapolis hospitals. 1 is still critical, 2 of those stable, and 1 has been released.
Do we think all will survive?
I cannot comment on that. We obviously hope so.
The 5 local, do we know their conditions?
I don't.
Chief, if this homeowner got an exemption for a noise complaint, then what was the reason to try and get it shut down? What was the tipping point from a police perspective saying, okay, we actually need to shut down this party, even though he has an exemption for noise complaint?
Right, when things like this happen, we get complaints from the public, plus, you know, getting emergency services through an area like that, regardless of what kind of exemption they've got. We're talking about a noise exemption, right? And that's not what we're, dealing with. It's bodies in the street, it is, you know, getting people where they need to go to handle emergency situations.
Chief, has there been other large parties similar to this that have happened this summer that have either gone perfectly or had some sort of instance?
Sure, there's parties that go well, and there are parties that go sideways that we need to come in and deal with. And that's what we're trying to deal with here and get out to the public. We can't have these kind of situations where these large gatherings of people get out of control. We want people to get together and have a good time. We're not the fun police. It's when it gets out of control and people get hurt, we have a problem.
So just to clarify, I mean, the communities, they want to know, right? You said that you cannot confirm that this was a targeted shooting. You're not saying that this was a shooter who targeted a large group of people, and
right.
This wasn't, you can't confirm if this was one shooter who had a vendetta against the man who died. So how are we classifying the shooting? What can you tell the public? They want to know.
I can tell the public that it was a party that was out of control, where shots were fired, and at least that we know of now, 18 people were injured, and we don't want any more. That's what I can tell you. As far as the investigation is concerned, that's as far as I'm willing to go.
Moving forward, has there been any discussion, will there be discussion in enacting a curfew in the city of Muncie?
Enacting a curfew? I don't know. That's a conversation for the future right now. There are already rules on the books. They concern, you know, people of different age groups. That's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about violence and crimes, and that's what we need to get shut down.
Is it fair, just for our understanding of how to classify this shooting, that this would, there's a possibility that multiple people fired shots?
That is a possibility.
Okay, that is something you guys are looking into.
Absolutely.
And then in terms of the specific event, venue, have there been complaints of similar parties like this prior to just that night? At that location?
Yes.
How many? Do you know?
I don't have that figure with me right now, but we have definitely been to that location before for problem crowds.
I have a question for the mayor. Mayor, initially you started to read a statement and you said the community was shaken to the core, but you yourself personally were shaken by this. Why is that?
Why is that? I'm responsible for these citizens. The citizens of Muncie, as the mayor, that's my responsibility. And I'm shaken. Our officers, our first responders are shaken, and I'm certain that citizens are shaken. And there are people who have lost loved ones. That's why I'm shaken, because there is one family that has lost a loved one, and there are others that are in concerning situations.
Have you had a time to speak to the families who were?
I have not yet. I have not yet.
Mayor, big picture, you talk about this task force. Big picture, does this spark a conversation in Muncie about overall violent crime and gun violence, or building from the ground up some sort of community wellspring to address this issue? Because this now becomes a focal point.
Well, we have had these discussions. We have had these meetings as a community, and and it certainly is. I'm wanting to see what we can get done on the legislative side, but I also feel like we're going to have some. I would love to see more enforcement allowed for the police, which may require the state to get involved with some of the state codes. But we're certainly looking at what we can do to on a legislative basis here locally, which would mean something we put together, which is what the task force is going to look at. There's a couple components. One is what allows a party to happen of a certain size. Because, you know, people should be allowed to have people come to their house and have a birthday party. But at a point where it becomes a certain size, do we as a city need to get involved? I don't know. I'm not a big government guy. However, I need to come up with ways to protect our citizens. So on one side, we're looking at what can we do legislatively through the council with this task force to put some teeth in those ordinances. And then the other side is, I think, in order for the police to be able to arrest instead of ticket, is part of the challenge. And that may be something that has to happen at the state level. And I've had conversations with the governor's office, not with the governor yet, but I've had conversations with the governor's office, and they're asking, what can we do? Well, I will tell them. Once we know what we feel would help enforce in a way that causes these parties not to have 500 to 1,000 people.
Governor's office conversations since yesterday or previous to yesterday?
Since the event.
Do you feel that you guys have been doing enough to stop these parties to this point before it got to this point? Or do you feel that your hands have been tied? For instance, you're saying you couldn't arrest. What is your feeling around this at this point?
No, and this is not blame at the state or the legislators. This is just saying we can only do what we're allowed to do as far as a city and as far as ordinances. And we're often allowed to ticket people. For the noise ordinance, for example, the tickets can be $250. If it's a fourth offense, it could be $2,500. I mean, so we're allowed to ticket, but where are we allowed to actually disperse, arrest, disorderly conduct? Those types of things I want to have police departments, not only in Muncie, but in other cities, have the ability to do something that actually gets some action to slow these things down.
So you're saying had shots not been fired, you guys maybe couldn't have stopped that party with 1,000 people from continuing on?
We have had other large parties. They have all gone well. Certainly nothing to this extent. And most of them have broken up with the police going by.
So, question for the mayor or the chief or anyone. We know the shooting happened Sunday after 1 a.m. What is the protocol for releasing information to the public? Today is Monday morning. Why the delay in releasing information? Was it that you all had to compile certain things that you wanted to tell the media, or
a big part of the delay was, I mean, we're looking at roughly 24 hours, not from the occurrence, but from when most people are awake. We wanted to have it at a time when everybody could be here, so that's why we didn't do it at 7 a.m. We wanted to make sure people were here. But we also felt like we wanted to have enough detail to provide more than we did initially. So that's why we had multiple hospitals to deal with, we wanted to have some updates to where we could provide some information. We knew that we don't have enough investigatively to know that we're anywhere near saying what happened. But we wanted to be able to provide some updates on some status. And we needed that from multiple hospitals, not just a local hospital.
Do you think you guys should have done it sooner, though? People were talking about the large police presence. We had crews out for hours before we had any definitive information. We're hearing from witnesses saying there's a shootout. There's more than a dozen victims. Do you guys think you guys could have put that information out earlier, or are you satisfied?
Well, we did a press release yesterday morning very early. The police, we put one out, and I forwarded that to some other people even late this afternoon, and promised that as soon as we had more information, we would share that, and that's what we've done today. So no, I feel like it may not be instant, but it's as we get information, we will have shared and will continue to share.
Mayor, you said that mental health services are critical in this time moving forward for the community. What does that infrastructure look like right now, and when will those be up and rolling for people?
Yeah, I may need to have Michelle answer that, but we've been in communication, so Michelle.
Yes, thank you for asking. I previously served as a trauma counselor, so I've been working with some of our community agencies. We've discussed possibly open office hours for the public to speak to someone. We've discussed the possibility of extending services that some of our agencies are already offering. Right now, we're moving from a place of coordinating some of those efforts so that we can make those available, because we have a very active community that takes very good care of our mental health services.
Another question for police. When it comes to someone maybe watching this and they're saying, should I be worried? No one's under arrest. We aren't saying if there was one or more shooters, or is there a shooter out there right now? What do you say to that person wondering what's going on with whoever was responsible?
I would tell you we are on top of the situation, okay, but we have to maintain the integrity of the investigation. In reference to the gun question earlier, right? It always comes up. What are police in the community doing about gun violence? It's not just a local epidemic. It's not just Muncie. Gun violence is going on all over the nation right now, right? We can't keep people from manufacturing guns. We can't keep people from selling guns. We can't keep people from buying guns. And now we can't keep people from carrying guns with the whole permit thing. So it's a problem that we're dealing with, and we're doing the best we can. We are a mid-sized department. When you're talking about why we didn't get information out sooner, our people are tired. We are out constantly. We called in everybody we could, and then we called in every other agency that we could. They've got a lot of evidence to go through. There's a lot of investigation. You're talking about 500 plus people here. We've got to, you know, interview all those people, as many as we can anyway. We're doing the best we can. And what I would say to those people is, Muncie Police Department is here for you. We're here to protect you, and we're going to do everything we can to do just that.
Do you have the tools to prevent this from happening again?
There are plans in place for situations like these large parties, plans to disperse those that were in place before. The problem is when you get gunfire erupt before we can get those plans enacted, chaos ensues. And I mean chaos on the side of the public. You know, everybody scatters, everything's going on. We've got 18 victims. We've got problems at the hospital. So it stresses resources to the limit.
Just being out there at the scene, from a visual sense, there were what looked to be shell casing markers all over the place. Do you have any idea of how many, just even a scope of shell casings you guys found?
I will tell you, it was a large crime scene with a lot of evidence. That's a number that I can't put out right now because it's, you know, particular to the investigation, but it was a large crime scene.
How Chief prevalent Mayor,
was
City of Muncie, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
How prevalent was alcohol at the scene?
And I will tell you there was alcohol at the scene, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, Chief.
Were there other drugs found?
Mayor.
I can't comment on that. Go ahead.
So, the City of Muncie now on the map, right, for what's considered this large-scale shooting, mass shooting, right? Something no small town, city, no one wants to be in. What do you say to the people out there who have to live with this every day? Because again, we don't know if it's going to happen again. We know this is not the only place that it happens, but in Muncie, no. You're now on the map for this.
Well, so the reality is we're doing everything we can to help make the citizens safe. And we're wanting to help with the grief. We're wanting to help with the safety. We're wanting to help with the mental health side of it. And we're looking at what we can do as far as ordinances and what we can do with getting some additional assistance from legislators.
Can you
so
go beyond?
Those are some of the things that we're working on.
Can you go beyond legislation, ordinances? Can you get into the hearts of those parents who are now raising these young children to become adults? And some of these teenagers, adults, they are already carrying guns. How can you reach out to that population?
Yeah, it's something actually we've been working on. We've had a number of meetings with a group called the Concerned Clergy, and we've talked about guns. My parks director, he's not standing up here today, but he's another one who has been very active in coming up with ways to educate and get assistance and cooperation from parents on this gun violence that's going on. Not only here, but in across the country. So we've been taking steps, and we will continue to do what we can to keep the citizens safe. Thank you all very much for being here today, and we will update you as we have more information to share.
Thank you.
Thank you.